Hello, beautiful. Sis, get this. Our podcast, This Same One, has been nominated for 2 APVA awards. Not one, but 2, my sister. Hey. Okay. Let me backtrack. So, APVA is the Association of African Podcasters and Voiceover Artists. They have scoured the African continent, in fact, the world, for the best of the best African podcasts. They received 2,000 submissions. Hello? When I tell you, Africana Woman with Chulu Podcast has been nominated for 2 awards. It's a huge deal. Hey. I'm doing my happy dance. Yes. Yay. Hey. Just kidding. Okay. Family, let's not just be nominated. We got to win this. And you got the power. Please vote. The link is in the show notes. Remember, you are voting for 2 awards. The first one is Society and Culture, and the second is Advocacy and Social Change. Thank you so much for your continued support. Have I told you how much I love you? No? Well, I love you. Thank you, my darling. Last thing, APVA is showcasing the best African podcasts. Go through everything and discover what the African continent has to offer. You will not be disappointed. Happy listening.
In the Africana Woman community, we have a saying which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I've got 4 questions for you. So you can just answer them, whatever comes to mind. Okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So what are you rooted to?
God.
Good. And then what is your favorite way to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Reading and writing are like on the same level. And reading and writing could be the word of God and just anything that I can read and write that's harmless, I should say.
Harmless? What does that mean?
Harmless because, like, I'm very particular about everything I consume. So there are certain things I will not watch, certain things I will not listen to, certain things I wouldn't want to read. So anything that's within what is in line with what I think will help me grow as a person, as a creative, as a believer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's the explanation.
Okay, cool. And then do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
A weakness that has now become a superpower will probably be, I wanted to say my hair, but I would say actually confidence. I didn't have it. It's not fully there, but even in my lowest confidence moments, I'm able to share and encourage and whatnot. Like, that's a great question.
I love that answer, though. I think it's a perfect answer. So the final question is, what do you know as a certainty?
That I am loved and that I have a purpose, and that I will not leave this world the way I found it, and that every person who experiences, meets, or encounters me will have something to learn from me at the end of every second.
Yeah, beautiful.